Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Thursday, August 10th, 2017. And this is a milestone, folks. This is our 200th show, my 200th show. Having a chance to talk with you every week or so about all the things going on in the world of marketing, all the things going on in the world of digital. And so thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. The show has been around for almost 5 years. The first episode was September 14th, 2012, and it focused on the whys of mobile, right? Why we do these things, why mobile matters so much. You know, fast forward almost 5 years and, you know, go through a couple of Macs, multiple versions of GarageBand and Logic, 5 different microphones, basically a microphone per year over the last 5 years. And it's just been a lot of fun so far. But what's more important than the anniversary, I'm not terribly self-reflective in the sense of, oh, let's relive the glory days or things like that. I think the glory days are now. I think the glory days are where we can go as we go forward. What I do think is interesting is what has resonated most with you. So if you'll indulge me for, you know, a few minutes, I just thought it would be really fascinating to revisit some past shows and specifically the content that resonated most with you. Because I think if we look at the shows that got the most traffic, that got the most shares, that got the most likes, that got the most listens, the most downloads, etc., what emerged for me is that there were a number of key themes. And interestingly, they are the key themes we see driving digital marketing. So I'm going to kind of look back at a couple of shows that we've done in the past, a handful of shows we've done in the past. Of course, I will link to all of them in the show notes. But how they all tie together in the customer journey, how they all tie together in the journey that we are all going through as marketers and as business professionals. So let's kind of tie these together and see what we can see. Certainly one of the core themes is digital transformation, this thing that we're all dealing with and how the entire customer journey is moving more towards an e-commerce approach, regardless of whether you're a B2B marketer or a B2C marketer. You know, one of the things we know that's true is it's not really digital transformation. It's really business transformation, driven by digital, driven by the speed of digital and the change we see in digital. And so I've looked at this a number of times, certainly most recently, or one of the most recent times, in episode 179 of the show earlier this year called Why Digital Transformation Matters for Your Business. But even all the way back in episode 13 from way back in 2012, in an episode called It's All E-Commerce, which has sort of been a common theme through many of the shows. I've revisited that concept a number of times in the years since that episode first aired. But this idea that our customers are taking behaviors that are very common to what we see in many e-commerce customer journeys. And as we think about our business and we think about how to best meet the needs of our customers, thinking about how e-commerce works and how to tie that sort of reality into the overarching customer experience is a good thing. Now, one of the reasons for that, of course, is another key theme, which this one's going to be a no-brainer for anyone who's listened to the show for any amount of time, and then, frankly, everybody else who hasn't, which is all about mobile. Starting with the very first episode 5 years ago, The Whys of Mobile, but continuing in episode 158, when we talked about why I'm bullish on mobile payments and messaging. In episode 187, when we talked about why it's time to stop calling mobile a trend, And as recently as last week, in an episode entitled Mobile Payments, Millennials, and Voice Computing May Mobile Commerce Matter More, this idea that mobile drives customer behavior and is driving the changes in customer behavior that we all see all day, every day. Hugely important trend, hugely important theme that shapes how your customers behave. Now, of course, because people have mobile, because, as I like to say, they're carrying the internet in their pocket, they're consuming way more content than they ever have before. So our third theme, as we think about this digital marketing and digital transformation journey, is content, right? Which I've talked about in the most recent episodes. There was a pair of episodes under Trends for 2017, episode 181, Content Takes Center Stage, and episode 183, What Your Content Marketing Strategy Looks Like, that are really focused on why content is so important to your brand and business. And obviously one of the reasons is because it answers your customers' questions no matter where they are in their journey. And given mobile, no matter where they might be in the real world, right? IRL, as some people say. Another big episode was episode 188 on the same topic. It was called Content is King, Customer Experience is Queen, which transitions nicely into the next key theme. So it's what ties together content and the next key theme, which is customer experience. So when we think about people on mobile and we think about answering their questions, what we're trying to do is give our customers the experience that they need to make the right decision of, are you the right person for me? Is this the right company for me? Do you offer the right product for me? Do you offer the right solution for me? And we've kind of explored that in some detail in episodes like episode 190, Customer Experience is Queen. But also episode 182, which looked at how Amazon Go shows how e-commerce will work in the future. Because it's really about how customer experience is changing and how customer expectations are changing. And that's really key. It too connects to the next theme, which is how you can apply content and customer experience no matter what happens with future trends. You know, there's always been this really, really great passion around any episode that looks at where things are going, what the future might look like. But really, we keep seeing the same themes emerge again and again: mobile, content, customer experience. So whether it's episode 185 with three trends driving your 2017 digital strategy, or episode 186, voice, VR, AR, or AI, hype or hope for marketers, they really come back to how you can apply content and customer experience appropriately to answer your customers' questions, how you can help them accomplish their goals, and because of that, drive your business goals. You know, here's the thing. I've said many times, I love the quote, the William Gibson quote, "The future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed." We're going to see a lot of change. But there's a great Jeff Bezos quote where he talks about people like to talk about what the change will be. It's equally important to ask what isn't going to change. We know that customers will have questions and we will need content to address those questions. We know that customer experience is what separates people who succeed in these industries from the people who struggle. We know that mobile is going to be one of the core ways that customers get the information that they need. Most importantly, forget the device mobile, but think about the situation of mobile. They're going to expect that content and that customer experience no matter where they are, no matter where they happen to be. And so The future is really about how well you take care of your customer. And that's why I keep coming back to one core theme a lot, which is I've tried to focus on the fact that you can do this. You can succeed at this. You know, yeah, there's a lot of change every day that you need to try to keep up with. And yes, it's easy to get sucked in by shiny object syndrome. But as I said in episode 180, your mantra for digital? We can figure this out. Because you can. You can figure this out. You know, don't get overwhelmed by all the changes. Don't let shiny object syndrome distract you from doing what's right for your customers, using content to answer the questions, connecting with them at every stage of their journey, whether on mobile or voice or VR or AR or whatever comes next. Digital transformation is really about your business transformation, about the customer journey, about how you put your customer first. So use things like search data and social listening tools to listen to what your customers have to say, you know, and I don't know, talk to them in person. Watch how people behave in your stores and in your restaurants and in your hotels and in your spas and in your offices and any place you encounter them so that you can anticipate their needs, analyze what they do, and adapt based on the data that you get back to help you create the kind of customer experience that your customers demand. Remember always that you've got this. You can do this. And know that I'm very much looking forward to the next couple hundred shows after this to walk along that path with you and keep the dialogue going. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. So remember, you can get the show notes for today's episode as well as an archive of all past episodes at timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that is timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, just go ahead and click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to get this delivered to you every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes, the Google Play Music Store, Stitcher Radio. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And if I could ask you to provide a rating on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio while you're there, that would be really great. Thanks so much. You can also contact me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, using the Twitter handle at TCPeter, or via email at podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, thanks again so much for tuning in. As I said, I would not do this without you. I really appreciate you coming back week after week over the last 200 shows. I do hope you have a great weekend, a fantastic week ahead, and I will look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.